5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Amanda and Andrew, they're here to chat, talking about this and this and that and whatnot.
Piss poo.
I stepped on poo.
You stepped on piss poo.
Welcome back.
Piss poo.
Welcome back, folks.
And whatnot podcast.
And whatnot. Hey.
Where we talk about and whatnot.
Did you guys enjoy the Kyle episodes? I'm talking to the fans here.
No.
Boo.
I like the Kyle episodes. They had a chillness to them.
Which way?
Yeah, let's go though.
Let's go. Oh yeah, let's go the. Let's
I
go.
Actually didn't listen.
Just
sorry,
like
guys.
Too close or too far.
I will though.
That's no, it's fine, dude. Don't fucking touch it, idiot.
Whatever.
Don't touch my quip, bro.
Yeah.
Your quip.
Bad, bro. Quip.
We're next to the statue of Kyle.
Yeah, there's actually a big statue in this place that we walk.
Yeah.
And it's actually of Kyle.
It's of Kyle.
It's me.
He's sticking his tongue out.
He's sticking He's sticking his ass out.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing that he got to. I mean, it was like millions of dollars.
It's like it's like a mirror selfie, but there's no mirror.
Yeah.
It was a gift from Santa.
How do you guys want to die?
What the fuck? I don't know. I guess quick and easy, right?
Well,
quick and easy.
Yes. I have like two ways, and it's either in my sleep or doing something really fucking crazy.
You really want to die in your sleep?
Well, like, how peaceful would that be to just like not wake up?
No matter what, oh boy. Oh boy.
What are the odds?
No, of course. We're going down the quiet way and.
Oh my god, I'm eating my fucking apple. And there's a goddamn bug on it.
Ew!
What?
Well, it's already done anyway. There's a bug on my apple.
Ew.
I wanted to give it to the geese. Now it's bugged up.
No, the geese love bugs.
Okay.
Geese love bugs.
I can't believe I almost bit into
a bug. So you're saying you want to die in your sleep?
I don't know. Or like doing something really, really crazy that like. People can say, oh, she died doing what she loved.
For as long as I've known Amanda, she's done like this thing where it's like, we're going skydiving in a couple months.
I know, I keep wanting to go and then I just never schedule it. And I really, really do want to go, but like.
I mean, I guess the best way to die is like what? A bolt in the head? It's just so fast.
Yeah, but some people survive.
How about a lightning bolt to the head?
Wait, would you go skydiving, Kyle?
No.
Why?
Because I know for a fact my parachute would not open.
Pussy.
So I would just be floating.
Yes, it would.
I would do it. I'd be so scared, but.
I would be terrified, but like.
Amanda can convince me to do a lot of things, I feel.
What was he
I feel like the only way, like the reason why I say I want to parachute, like skydive, like now, is because I'm not going to do it when I'm like 40 years old, you know? I'd rather do it in my 20s, get it over with, live through it, and be able to tell the tale later in life.
I just have an annoying. I don't want to say this. I'm gonna knock on wood after I say this, but I'm gonna have a heart attack from the stupidest thing. Like I'm gonna be like jumping down the stairs and just go. Oh!
Yeah, I could see that. Like you having a really weird death.
Yeah.
I don't think you're gonna have a normal death. Kyle's gonna have a normal death. You're not gonna.
I'm not gonna have a normal death.
What about me?
I'm gonna die going.
You think I'm gonna have a normal
poison.
One? His wife, like, poisoned him.
Yeah. My last words will be poison.
Wait, am I going to die a normal death? Do I seem like a normal death kind of person?
I think so.
I don't know, maybe.
Oh, boy.
No, Amanda had enemies in her past, like, a lot of enemies.
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't get to 20-something without having tons of enemies.
Shot by sniper.
I survived. I made it.
She made it. Amanda had lots of enemies, though, so I don't know. One of them's going to come back around.
I know. Imagine.
Yeah.
Imagine I die from, like, the hand of someone who used to hate me.
What do you think? I'll kill you. Your name. Don't give names.
Yeah, let me just
deal with it.
Do you think you've... Special. How about this? This is a better question. Do you think you've wronged someone so badly that they would actually think of killing you?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't think so.
All right. That's good.
I feel like the only way, like... someone really, really want to kill you is most likely over money, you know?
Yeah.
Like, anything else is kind of like whatever. But if you steal like 200 grand from me, we're gonna catch me in the streets.
No, you're right.
On site.
It's on site.
It's on site and it's death. No, that's true. I feel like I don't think if I've ever wronged anyone enough to want to make them want to kill me, but I do know, like, sociopaths. I've told you about my roommate. That's a guy who might have killed me.
Yeah. Wait, what if you're actually just dead and you're just imagining this?
I think about that a lot.
Or you just wake up one day and you're like on your trampoline in like 2013.
I'm on my trampoline going, yippee, yippee.
No, like you fell asleep, you took a nap.
On my trampoline?
Yeah.
What a weird spot to take a nap.
I don't know, pretty comfy, bring a blanket out there.
He's just bringing a shrimp. What? Yeah, I guess that's a good point.
Should I kiss the guy on the railroad track?
Checkmate.
I say these weird things. Like, there was a woman walking towards us yesterday, and I was like, should I kiss her on the mouth?
Oh, yeah. I forgot
about
that.
Or ask if she wants a bite of my apple. I say very weird things, and I don't
she
mean
them.
She
does say very weird things. Do I kiss this man on the railroad track?
No, he's just, he's always there, and it's adorable. He's like this older gentleman.
That's sad.
It is kind of sad.
Don't like
so I want to know if someone who's gotten a lobotomy.
Yeah, he's like the guy who like goes into the bathroom and stalls to eat.
That was me. First 2 weeks of here at work, and then I kind of hung out with you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, was the bathroom
we took you under our wing.
Yeah. We wanted to bully him at first.
Yeah. We always bully new employees. We don't. Well.
He was a meek little boy, and we wanted to bully him.
Yeah, I wouldn't count on as bullying. It's more like hazing. Yeah. It's like you have to.
It's assault.
You have to hit a certain mark. You have to tell a certain kind of joke to get.
Now, neither of you did like the outside of Long Island college experience. So
no.
None of you did you? So neither of you saw like proper hazing. No. I did.
It's like fucked up nowadays. Oh, yeah. People are dying.
I saw proper hazing. I mean, yes, there's some that's like, holy shit, what the fuck? And then there's some that's like, kind of funny.
Like the ones that like are on the news where their kids are like making them, like tying a, or taping a bottle to their hands. And they have to finish the bottle, they end up like in the hospital and dying.
Yeah. Wait, what? What do you mean taping a bottle to their hands?
Taping a bottle to their hands.
40-ounce bottles of beer.
And they have to finish them. No, but they're doing like straight up like bottles of vodka.
Oh, vodka. Beer's like, well, I could do that.
Yeah, no, like a 40-ounce, give me two. But like, they'll take like a bottle of vodka to you, and they say like, you know, you have to finish it.
Oh shit!
And these kids are trying, and they end up getting alcohol poisoning, and some are dying.
That's crazy. Here's the other option: just smash that thing. Be like, and that's how you win. Whoops.
Whoopsies.
Am I in?
I'll lick it off the floor.
Yeah. They probably would make you do that.
Yes.
I mean, like, some of the stuff is, like, just absolutely disgusting. Like, so, and I don't mean, like, disgusting as, like, I'm offended. I mean, like, licking vomit off of the toilet seat and shit like that.
That's, they were actually doing that.
I mean, I'm sure. I know that there was, like, you had, if someone would vomit in the punch bowl and you have to drink it.
That's disgusting.
Like, that's the kind of, like, hazing that I've seen.
But I feel like this is, like, the hazing for, like, frats. Like, men. Guys.
Yes.
Boys.
I don't know what
like,
girls hazing
I don't know what girls are
like.
Doing.
I know upstate.
They're probably just, like, slut-shaming, and if you could take it, like...
Yeah.
There was some frat upstate where some guy, like, he got drunk, and he put outside in the wintertime, and he got, like, you know, hypothermia and just died overnight.
There are many cases of that at my first college.
Who literally thinks, like, yes, let's put this kid outside. It's, like, negative degrees outside.
I bet hazing for like, the sororities is, like, you have to fuck that really, really ugly, sweaty fat guy.
Oh, man. I couldn't imagine. Girls are evil.
Could you imagine being that guy and they just keep picking you? It's like, this fucking rocks. He doesn't even care at this point.
Yeah, he's, like, totally okay with it.
He's totally fine.
He becomes, like, the hazer.
At first he's like, oh, and then he's like, well,
it kind of works.
This has been working for me. I mean, so our episode, I'll slightly retell the story, I'll make it quick, but like, the last time that we told this, Kyle did not record, but I used to
Kyle
be next
sucks
to,
for that.
Yeah, fudge you, Kyle.
Yeah, we were recording, but Kyle decided that he was going to talk on the whole podcast.
He did not hit the big red button.
It's a big red button.
It's a big red button. Right.
It's really not.
It's not. It's a small button.
It's a small black button.
But
it's okay.
But I used to live next to, in my dorm, a good friend of mine and his roommate, who was also kind of a friend of mine, but he was like a slob. I'm talking like over 300-pound slob. He was disgustingly fat. And, I mean, seriously, come on. There has to be a point where we have to admit something's disgustingly fat.
Yeah.
Some guy or some people. Like, he was very morbidly obese, and he also had extremely bad hygiene. Anyway, the whole point of the story that I told originally was, like, in my dorm, there was a smell coming from a particular room, and they went looking for it. They went to my room first. I'm like, no fucking way is that coming from my room. And I got scared for a sec. I'm like, is it? Is it coming from my room?
Yeah, I get it. You start to question yourself.
Yeah. But it was coming from next door, and, like, they were, like, investigating the whole room. The RAs were going around. They're like, what the fuck is this? Like, where's the smell coming from? There was a giant pile of dirty clothing, which stunk and was disgusting, in their room. And of course, his all his clothing is, like, plus size, so it's even bigger, giant pile of...
Big, giant, stinky clothes.
Yeah, big, giant, stinky clothes. And, like, it's not coming from this, though. This is disgusting. They're like, where is it coming from? And they open up his fridge. And once again, this is one thing where, like, you really had to see it to believe it. But I swear to God, they pulled out a chicken that was sitting in a bowl of, like, slop. And it was, I fucking swear on my life, turning green.
Wait, I don't remember. Was it like a full chicken?
It was a full chicken. It was a full chicken. It was like one you would get from like Costco or you know, some sort of big store.
That is so disgusting. Yeah.
And I had no idea what their fucking plan was for that chicken. Like, what the fuck did they have a chicken in their dorm refrigerator for?
They were picking at it.
But I remember my friend Adam, who it was fucking nuts. Once again, he was the dude, I think I've said in the podcast before, he had, like, a weird perspective on life, and he just did things that just made no fucking sense. Like, imagine Bobby, who does crazy things, but multiply that by, like, 20. He picks up this chicken with both his hands, not like you would, like, with the sloppy, like, wet underwear or whatever. He picked it up. It was dripping everywhere, and the entire hallway fucking stunk as he was...
How, and they're sleeping in there.
They were sleeping in there.
They're sleeping in that dorm with that stinky smell.
With the worst smell. Imagine just the smell of death.
Yeah, like, if you can smell it outside of your dorm, like, you have a serious issue.
Imagine if a dead, like, body farted. That's what it would smell like.
Just decaying fart.
Yeah, that's what it fucking smelled like in that room. And I remember once he tried to...
body farting is crazy.
He tried to get me to, like, watch something in his room. I'm like, Adam, I can't do this. It's, like, really bad.
Oh, so you, like, actively told him that it was stinky.
Yes, but I didn't know where it was coming from. I thought it was the clothing. But, like, I wasn't brave enough, like the RA was, to say, like, you need to clean up the dirty clothing, and smelled it, right?
She smelled his dirty clothing?
She went up to it. She, you know, like, she kind of went up to him and wafted it with their hand.
Is that, like, something that they, like, tell you when you, like, start to dorm? Is, like, you have to keep up your hygiene? Like, is that grounds for, like, getting
expelled
from school?
No. So, here's the funny thing about that. Most things with dorming is, like, you should know better.
Are you okay, Kyle?
Yeah.
What happened? Twisted his ankle.
He twisted?
I'm good.
Yeah, watch what happened.
I twisted too.
He twisted too. More on that later. Anyway, no, there's a lot that's expected that you should just fucking know. Like, they treat you like adults, right? There are some things where it's a little bit silly. Like, they took down all my posters of, like, beer. Like, I had these cool-ass fucking beer posters from, like, the 80s. And they fucking tore them down and accidentally ripped some of them. And they were, like, unique, one-of-a-kind fucking posters.
Like,
I was so mad.
Buy me new ones.
So what do you say, though, when you got caught? The chicken...
Oh yeah, like,
my friend,
what was
Adam?
His explanation?
Yeah.
If I could recall, it probably would have been something like, oh, this? Huh.
I was lunch.
Oh yeah, I guess that does smell. Huh. Oh wow. Oh wow, yeah, that stinks. Alright, yeah, I'll get this out of here. Yeah.
Oh man.
He was very matter of fact. And could you imagine, that dude was like, he was a fucking player. He was such a weird dude. He was, like, such a weird fucking guy. If I could compare him to something, he'd be like Glenn Powell and fucking... Yeah.
You know, it's funny. You had, like, beer posters getting ripped down, but, like, my sister brought a... What is it? A hedgehog.
A literal hedgehog.
And kept it in her closet.
What?
Why? It was her pet. And she bought it as a pet and kept it in her dorm closet. For a little while.
I saw people hide cats in their dorm rooms, which was, like, wild.
That's
to me.
Insane.
Yeah.
What if it meows?
It's funny, my friend did a house upstate at college, and they had one mate who was just disgusting. Like, his room was a mess. like bowls of like cereal and food just laying in there for like weeks on end.
Yeah.
And he bought a cat, and he took better care of that cat than himself. And the cat was like healthy, fine,
some
good.
People are just like
his
room,
that. Like the heat just smelled like that.
Like yes. It's almost like they'd rather take care of something else besides themselves.
Yeah. I found that too, yeah.
And it's like, what? You want to be stinky dirty, but your cat can be healthy and
clean.
Your
cat is like a spoiled brat of a cat.
Disgusting.
I saw the same thing. I think I told you about this, Amanda, but I did a documentary about this guy for like a minimum wage thing, and it was like falling apart. And it was a horrible, horrible documentary. I hated every second of it. But the whole point of it was this like schlubby dude that we knew that was part of our program.
Schlubby.
The whole point of the documentary was to prove that minimum wage was affecting college students in a bad way.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a guy who had a job at the school bookstore, which is like the easiest fucking job you could possibly do because no one ever goes in there.
Mm-hmm.
It just wasn't a compelling documentary whatsoever.
What are we doing?
Do you want to do the bigger round? You want to do the smaller round? It's up to you, Kyle.
Bigger.
Okay.
Kyle's going big today.
Yeah, I got my steps in.
Kyle said, let's do it.
I'm 3K today.
But like, this guy was seriously his own fucking worst enemy in like every single conceivable way. He skipped his work shifts. He would just play Fortnite all fucking day long. His room was a fucking pigsty. Just like what you described. Cereal bowls, straight up milk being out. Just a bunch of shit. Like, you know, clothing all over the ground. There was fucking slop on the windows.
Ew.
It was really, really something to behold. And we were like, oh, this is perfect. This is perfect for the shot. So we like moved stuff like just to get it in shot. And it was like stuck to the fucking counter. It was so old.
Ew. Wait, if you have like bowls in your dorm, where do you clean them?
It's a sink. Oh, this wasn't a dorm. This was an apartment. Yeah.
But still.
But you would go to the kitchen and clean them.
Oh.
You go to the kitchen and clean them.
Like a common kitchen?
Yeah. Common kitchen that usually sucks. It's like smaller than one of the dorm rooms.
My friend's house, they have one bathroom and four guys. That's
hilarious. Okay, now imagine that, but a dorm building where it's an entire floor full of like 30 people and one bathroom.
I heard rumors that at one point, the shower drains were clogged with you know what?
Shit?
No. No. Something else.
Tubes.
Something else.
Cum?
Yeah.
That they're just clogging the sinks with what? They're just jacking off in the shower every time they take a shower?
Yeah.
All right, listen, I don't want to get gross on this podcast, but
I'm just saying, like, that happens, and it's just disgusting.
That makes me want to throw up.
I'm saying, I don't want to get gross on this podcast, but that is literally the worst way to, I mean, just seriously, like, I don't even know how people conceive doing that in the shower. It's a fucking struggle.
It's disgusting.
It's a struggle, he says.
Especially in a dorm fucking, anyway, that's gross. Or in a shared apartment or whatever. That's really
like,
nasty.
What's getting you off in like a apartment
like what,
shower?
18, 19, 20?
Yeah, you're that, you're just horny.
You're young.
Dumb, fucking stupid, idiot.
That's insane.
That's just disgusting.
Clock. Oh, I don't
want to
talk about it.
So I think what happened was they shut down the shower for like a few days and had some come in and kind of like a plumber come in and just fix some drains.
Oh, that poor plumber.
This is the, oh my goodness.
That just so disgusting.
That's bad. That's like a problem.
Are you let's move on from this horrible.
Like with girls, it's hair.
Well, yeah, it's for boys, it's hair, too, but...
It's hair, shit, and,
Who's shitting in the shower? Who the fuck is shitting in the shower?
Waffle stop? What's called?
If you pee in the shower, whatever, but, like, if you're shitting in the shower, the...
Yeah, you can see a waffle stop.
Prison.
You shit and you stop on it.
You should. You're an animal at that point. You're a fucking prison. Animal. That's so funny. That is so fucking funny. Yeah, that didn't happen in my door building, but
my
I will say that, like...
My apple's starting to look like shit.
What's starting to look like? Your apple?
My apple.
Isn't that crazy that happens to human beings, too?
Wait, what?
Human beings look like that.
When they die?
No, like as soon as their skin's exposed.
Oh, that's broken.
Hmm. Do you change your skins?
My skins?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like every 3 days or so, you're supposed to change your skins.
Supposed to change your skins?
Yeah.
There's a goose over there. Oh,
Wait,
I hope
Kyle,
that guy's okay.
You change your skins. Yeah.
That guy looks like he might be injured. You want to give him something?
I have a few in my closet.
You want to give him the apple?
Andrew's not listening to me.
What? You're saying something insane. I'm seeing a goose that wants to be fed.
I think you need to work on your skins.
I'm seeing a goose that wants to be fed.
Hi, sweetie.
Oh, I hope he's okay.
Oh, he just
took a big dookie. Here, give him that. Oh, he's definitely a little bit injured.
Oh, perfect. Look at that.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I'm glad I gave it to an injured goose and not those ungrateful motherfuckers.
That goose is probably very thankful because that has some water in it.
That was my first time seeing a goose shit.
I know. I hope that helps him survive an extra few days.
Yeah.
Because he's not doing well.
Well, enough of the skin business. Are you a shower person or a bath person? Are you a scrub-a-dub-dub or a rub-a-dub-dub?
Wait, which one's which?
Yeah, hey, I don't know.
I think scrub is a...
Shower?
No, scrub is bath.
Yeah.
No, rub-a-dub-dub is bath. Scrub-a-dub-dub is shower.
Okay. I don't know, because I do both. Like,
I do both, too.
I take showers, like, on the daily, but, like, every once in a while... And mostly in cold weather, like, I enjoy, like, a nice bath. A nice bubble bath.
Sometimes I do bath and then shower, but that's just rare.
I let the ocean clean me.
Yeah, well, I feel, like, weird when you're, like, or just shower and then bath.
I don't know.
Or both, so that, like...
I shower and bath sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, I let my...
Wait,
my
like you
drain gets so clogged that it's
what?
Like sitting in the shower.
Yeah,
I used to do that. I used to fall asleep in the shower as a kid.
Wait, what? Standing up?
No, I would sit down.
Oh, you'd sit. You know what's funny? When I was a kid, like we would always see like my mom shaving her legs.
Yeah.
And we wanted to do it too, so my mom would give us spoons, and we'd pretend that we were shaving our legs with spoons.
That's kind of cute.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Well, I used to fall asleep, like, laying down in the shower. And can you imagine my mom opening the door and seeing that? Like, oh my god, my baby!
I've almost fallen asleep in the bath plenty of times.
I have.
Oh, I do that all the
time.
Yeah,
I've done it. But, like, don't people die that way?
Probably, yeah, but it just feels
I've
nice,
heard
though.
That, but how the fuck are
I'm
you...
I'm like, how do you not wake up when you realize you're, like, drowning?
Yeah, you go...
Part of me believes most of the people that drown in bathtubs are on drugs.
Yes, I agree. Isn't that what happened to Timothy Burr? Tim Gibby? Matthew Bibby.
Matthew Perry. Actually, it just came out. He was on ketamine, but they were... I think it was ketamine.
Yo, what is ket?
But there were doctors that were giving it to him, like, because they knew he was hooked.
What is ket? They give you ket normally, no? Like, that's like a normal thing?
Yeah, they use it for, like, cancer treatments and stuff. And, like, mental health purposes.
I thought he died in the hot tub.
He did.
Did he?
But they later found out, like, the people that were giving him stuff. And that he was on ketamine or something. But
what?
A lot of people die in baths and hot tubs because going from, like, normal temperature to heat fast when you're older.
I've heard that. Yeah, I've heard that.
It's usually older people, but, like, also if you have heart problems.
Where do they put you if you die on, like, a cruise ship? They just throw you in the freezer?
Yeah, they have morgues.
Like something
they do?
Down below.
Cruise ships have prisons and morgues.
Wow.
Or jails and morgues.
That's wild.
You know what's funny is, like...
You've been to one?
No.
Imagine being on the Nickelodeon cruise going and going underneath the jail and the morgue.
Yeah, that would suck. Going back to the, dying in the bathtub thing, like, should I say something? Someone I know who's a police officer would say that he would always find people on the toilet and dead.
Like, yeah, like
because
but like pants pulled down or doing something.
Yeah, like
oh, okay.
Thinking they had to shit.
That's how.
But it's because like a lot of old people when they're having a heart attack, they feel like they have to shit.
That's crazy.
So they go to shit and then they just die on the toilet.
That's how. Elvis
that's why they say the easiest way to the heart is through the asshole.
Okay.
Sorry.
Elvis died taking a shit.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I think I knew that. Aw, rip Elvis.
Wait. He just died on the fucking toilet.
Was that like the same scenario? Didn't he have a heart attack?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so he had a heart attack on his way.
I'm not feeling good. This doesn't feel like no ordinary shit.
Oh, there's more geese.
Oh, we could have fed more geese, but that's okay. We're happy to have fed these geese. We're happy to have fed these geese. Folks, we're a long way from home. This is a good episode so far. Interesting topics all around.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
I heard a story
on.
That
we've covered a lot of.
That some guy, I guess he was an old guy, he died in a bathtub. I'm not sure how, just a heart attack, whatever. The water was too hot. No one found him for like weeks on end. And so when they like realized what happened, when they were in the bathroom, I guess like half his skin was just gone, and most of his body was just kind of like melted.
How do you not get out when it's so hot?
You go, ouch. Well, we actually watched what?
It was a lantern.
Oh. We watched what is this geese just doing? Like, he's just sitting in the middle of the road like an idiot.
Don't move.
We watched a documentary or whatever. They went to some, like, Japanese, like, hot bath thing where it's, like, literally 1,000 degrees when you get in. Like, and you can't last for that long. You would just fucking die. I just don't get it. That stuff is crazy. Like,
wait, when you go into like the little.
Do you not remember what I'm talking about?
Wait, say it again.
It was a Japanese hot bath, and they.
Yes.
And it was like really, really friggin' hot.
Yeah, and you're only supposed to go in for like a few seconds.
Yeah.
Maybe a minute at max. Yeah, I mean, I like a good Satan bath, like a really, really hot bath. But if it's too uncomfortable to, like, sit down in there, I'm gonna cool it down, you know?
If it can melt an old man, you should not be getting in there. That's the true thing. Yeah, I don't know.
If it can melt your skin, get out of the bathtub, please.
I don't know how those people are built for crime scenes like that, you know? Or not crime scenes, but just death scenes.
I feel like everyone who has to clean that kind of stuff up is in therapy.
Did you hear they found a dead body in a suitcase? Over,
Oh yeah, was that like, the woman was like, oh, he went into it, and,
No, that was like yesterday.
Wait,
they found a suitcase?
Someone in it, yeah, that body in the suitcase.
That seems some mob shit.
Man was getting shipped. Man was getting shipped off.
Wow, it's Geese City, USA.
Geese City, USA, wow.
We're surrounded by geese.
Oh, folks, man. Is this the geese episode? This is not the geese episode yet. We watched these homegrown honkers grow up.
Honkers?
Yes.
We did. We watched them when they were babies, and then they became teenagers.
He wobbled his little tail.
Oh, I made him get up. I'm sorry.
You guys can still drink your slop water.
Love you. Mwah.
They like this building. Oh, you hear him? One of them is actually...
Oh, he said, I love you back.
Oh, that's such a beautiful thing.
The geese are telling me they love me back.
What?
Isn't that something? Love you. Say it back. We really did watch them grow up.
Yeah, we did. Did you watch Wild Thornberries as a kid?
Yes.
Did you wish Wild Thornberries? Wild Thornberries?
You suck.
He's a zoomer. He's a little zoomy baby.
Clifford the Big Red Dog was like my fave.
Oh, that was...
Cliffy the Big Red.
I have like an emotional attachment to Clifford.
Really?
Yeah.
For me, it was Scooby-Doo, ironically.
Here's a blood.
I wasn't a big Scooby-Doo person.
I was a big Scooby-Doo person.
Wait, what age group is, like, Scooby-Doo?
Well, the original was, like, in the 1960s, so it was, like...
But, like, is that same as, like, Blue's Clues?
No, it's definitely older than that.
Scooby-Doo was, like, what, 10th or 12th?
No, I think it's a lot younger.
No, it's fucking not!
Blue's Clues
is... Wait, so... Blue's Clues is like...
I thought you were saying Blue's Clues was 12 to 13.
No, that's like Scooby-Doo.
Blue's Clues is like 2 to 3.
Yeah, and then Scooby-Doo is like older.
Yeah, okay. Scooby-Doo is like
10, 12, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds more right.
Yeah. I think that's probably the correct age range.
Just 25 to 30.
Yeah. Well, they were doing this thing...
25
to 30?
Yeah.
What?
Blue's Clues.
Oh, I would still watch Blue's Clues, but with the OG Steve.
Shut the hell up. Steve? No, you fucking
Wait,
wouldn't.
Is it Steve?
Yeah.
It is Steve, yeah. Steve was the OG. Actually, funny enough, he was the one who
died? Yeah, I was gonna say, I don't think he's dead.
He's not dead. He started going bald, and then this is a legit true story.
Oh, Dutch Master.
He started going bald like at a very young age, and he was getting like really, really upset like that it was happening to him so early that he didn't want to continue his career
on
TV.
That's why he stopped?
Yeah. And so he ended up going to college.
Oh my god, these little kids aren't gonna notice. Wait, how old was he? Because in my child brain, he was like 40.
No, he was in his 20s.
That's insane.
He was in his 20s, that man's.
But I guess it's also like the same concept of when you're a kid in school and you think your teachers are so old, but it's like they're literally 22 and 23.
Yeah.
I drunk the night before.
Yes.
Make no mistake, my teachers were fucking old, okay? I had old-ass teachers, so much so that...
But, like,
literally,
when you were younger?
Yeah, literally two of them had heart attacks.
So good. Well, yeah, I guess I had some old teachers, but some of them, like, you think that they're old, but it's like...
Yeah.
They're really just not.
I think kids see anything, like, 30 and up as, like, old person. Mm-hmm. I think 20, they still think you're kind of young.
You're, like, cool.
Yeah,
but you're still... Like, cool. A lot older than us.
Yeah.
Yeah, like being a freshman, you see, like, you see us in high school driving a car, like, holy shit, they're fucking old.
Yeah.
Like 17, 16.
True.
Do you have any young relatives, Amanda?
I do.
How young?
I have a few. I don't know their ages, maybe.
But, like, you've hung out with them?
Yeah.
Do you find it fun to hang around children?
I like children.
Yeah?
Until, like, I can give them back. That's nice, too. But, I don't know. I think my... One of my younger cousins is, like, I want to say maybe, like, 8.
Yeah.
That's probably youngest right now.
But, 8 years old.
Yeah. She's a wild one.
I do feel like it's the generational divide is going to get worse. I don't know.
In what way?
Well, and just in the way that we don't really understand what entertains each other. You know what I mean?
I don't understand what entertains children anymore because it's technology.
Well, it's purely technology.
Like, whereas, like, I feel like, I don't know, say even, like, 4 or 5 years ago, I'd play with my cousin and it would be, like, toys and stuff. And now it's, like... Am I, like, watching her little show on YouTube or whatever it is, you know?
That was,
You were Paul playing Roblox. Sorry, what?
It's Jake Paul videos.
I just stepped on geese poo. I'm
Did
so
you?
Mad.
Oh. You're going to have to wipe that shit off.
Andrew was going
to
bring up something.
Amanda was playing Roblox over the weekend. Actually, so if anyone, Roblox, the person please. Who understands children the best would be you.
Yeah, I like kids games. I'm
like
playing Dress to Impress, new YouTube video. Go check it out.
Dress to Impress? Oh, yeah, she uploaded to YouTube.
Yeah, I did that. Maybe I'll do it again.
She you know what game was the best? Club Penguin.
Loved Club Penguin.
I did not play Club Penguin.
You didn't play Club Penguin?
Really?
That was a little bit after my time.
Are you kidding?
No, yeah. It wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, because even like my sister was playing Club Penguin.
Your sister was playing Club Penguin?
Yes. Club Penguin was around for a while.
Was that in our RuneScape?
Yeah, but
which
you.
Way it's going to come back.
This is the thing that we kind of don't realize now as adults, but like the difference between an 8-year-old and a 7-year-old might as well be 10 years when you're that young. So, like, the 7-year-olds might be playing Club Penguin, I'm playing fucking RuneScape. You know what I mean?
Let's get both.
Yeah, I feel like.
You're fucking weird, dude.
Well, me and Andrew just. Well, he found it out and he shared with me that. What was it, like 2009? This is unrelated. Was it 2009 that, like, all these songs came out?
Oh, yeah. I think we brought that up in one of the Kyle episodes. But, yeah, we were fucking going through, like, the 2009, like, hit playlists or whatever. And it was,
every single song came out that year.
Like, every song that you hear
played
by DJs, every single one came out that fucking year. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, we just don't have music. Like, I mean...
We have a few hits every year. That was, like, legitimately, like, 40 fucking
hits
in 1 year.
After hit, like...
Yeah.
Everyone was fighting to stay at number one.
Yeah, I don't get, like, what changed with that.
We've talked about it, too. Like, we don't have, like, celebs like that in our current,
like... I don't know. I guess maybe Taylor Swift.
Oh, well, Taylor Swift's huge, but, like...
But she's, like, a mega star. That's, like, that's almost on a different level.
Yeah. We were kind of saying how, like, now, instead of big, big celebrities, it's, like, influencers.
Yeah. It's more far
spread. That kids are looking. Yeah, and there's so many of them.
That is a funny thing, and I'm sure we brought this up before, but it's always funny when it's, like, you're talking to someone younger, and they're like, oh, Shay Quinnot, you know, she's doing that thing right now. It's like, who the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, I mean, even when I was playing Dress to Impress, it was like the theme was influencer. And I just like, I think I dressed up as Tana. And
You're gonna lose that one.
Yes, I know. And I knew that going into it, but everyone else was like 2 to 3 other people, and I'm like, who the fuck are these people? Like,
there's just so many of micro stars. It really is kind of crazy.
I mean, I think it's cool because every person can find their own like
style,
person to look up to, but.
I suppose. Are these people we really want to be looking up to?
No.
I don't know.
I mean, a lot
of
them have done very bad things.
But, like, even when we were young, like, the YouTube stars of that age, like, did you look up to Ray William Johnson? Did you look up to Fred?
You're right. It was entertainment.
It was all fucking entertainment at the end of the day.
You're right.
You know?
I mean, the only way that I could say, like, looking up to YouTubers is, like, I want to do what they're doing. You know? That kind of thing. But other than that, I wasn't,
like... Make the money they make.
Yeah, and I wasn't influenced by the decisions they make, like...
You know, I'm thinking
something. Or the
something.
Things they buy.
We gotta bring back, Elsa and Spider-Man onto YouTube. You know what I'm talking about? Neither of you know what I'm fucking talking about?
No.
What? Was it?
Elsa Spider-Man?
No, I have no idea.
Oh my fucking god. Well, let me open your minds for a second. There's a period of time in, like, the mid-2010s, where, like, it was called ElsaGate, and it was... People Elsa were finding a way, because this was when YouTube Kids first opened up. People were finding a way to basically game the system. And for some reason, like, the algorithm made it so that kids were watching things that had Elsa. Most popular thing for girls at the time, most popular thing for boys, Spider-Man. And so, by playing up on that algorithm, it would be Elsa Spider-Man videos. Fucking like thousands of them, millions of thousands, and it'd be like these grown adults doing these weird fucking skits where they're not talking, they're just making noises and stuff like that, and doing
weird. I had no idea this ever existed.
And these people were becoming millionaires by making these types of videos.
I could see that.
And when was this?
This was like the mid 2010s.
Really?
Yeah. And so, like, they gamed the system, but YouTube finally put an end to it.
That's insane.
I'm saying we should bring that back, and we should be the ones to do that. We need
I think we should leave that in the past. Thank you.
No, I want to make money.
Okay, bye.
Invest in GameStop.
Folks, let's exploit children.
Invest in GameStop.
Yeah. And why not?